is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening, this is the WRKC News at 5. I'm John Flynn, thank you for joining us. Our top stories tonight are about the King's production of Ragtime, part 2 of the story on the 2019 King's commencement speaker, Lou Holtz, and about yesterday's blood drive here on campus. You will later hear an artist spotlight from music director Caleb Kaczynski and hear the forecast for this weekend. The American Red Cross hosted a blood drive yesterday in the campus center. News director Scarlett Spager spoke with Valerie Musto, blood drive coordinator at King's, about the importance of donating blood, especially with Hurricane Florence creating a blood shortage.
The King's College Theater Department, under the direction of department chair Dave Reynolds, is excited to present Ragtime, the musical. Assistant director Alex Martinez talks about the play.
Ragtime is a super important play. It back in 1906, miscommunication and hateful language and all that leads to the destruction of a character. There's a major segregation that happens and an integration that occurs towards the end. It's the story of three different and diverse groups. We have the New Rochelle members, we have the Harlem members, and then we have the immigrants members. And there's major segregation that occurs between the three groups. It's very apparent in the beginning of the show. And the ultimate message of the show is the integration and love that occurs really through the kids of the show, and how that leads to an ultimate story of progression.
The play features a diverse representation of actors, singers, and musicians from across the college and across the local community.
So the show itself is very popular. It's selling very well here because no one really does the show. It's a very difficult show to do. It's very big. We have a lot of actors from King's. We opened this up to the community because it's a very large cast. I needed to get actors of color for this show. We're very lucky to have people in the community sort of step up and fill some of the roles that we needed. We have a couple of King students who are actors of color. So we'd really love to see that grow. It's a cast of 36, which is quite big here at King's College. It's about love, it's about America, it's also very violent. It's about the idea of the American dream and everybody trying to get to the American dream, and sort of that then and probably even still now, certain people have an easier time of getting there than others. And certain reasons that block you from getting there are, you know, the country of your birth or the color of your skin or things like that. So it's really a pretty, you know, sweeping story.
Assistant Director Alex Martinez shares the date.
Ragtime premieres September 27th through the 29th at 7:30 p.m. We have a matinee on Sunday the 30th at 2 p.m. We will also have a panel that day as well to discuss issues that are displayed in the show. And then we have October 4th, another panel happening. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. And then that runs through the 6th at the same time.
Kendall Wright for the WRKC News at 5.
The campus is more than excited to have college football coach Lou Holtz as the class of 2019's commencement speaker. Coach Holtz led Notre Dame to the 1988 national championship and took 6 teams to bowl games, more than any other coach in history. Sports director Chris Wallenberg picks up where he left off on Wednesday, which concerns the connection Holtz has to Kings.
With Hall of Fame college football coach Lou Holtz being honored at the King's College homecoming game this past Saturday, it's quite exciting to see what this relationship could blossom into. Father Ryan knows that Lou Holtz has an abundance of wisdom to offer he has gained over quite the long career. The things that he has overcome throughout his life can be an inspiration for anyone going through a struggle in their own life at the time.
Okay, can I answer this question only in general terms? Again, in each program that Coach went to, whether it was Arkansas, Minnesota, North Carolina State, Notre Dame, William & Mary, he never went into a winning program. He was a turnaround person. So he was in it for the long haul. He wasn't taking a great team someone else developed and then riding that tried. He really built the team under a lot of adversity. He demonstrates excellence and rigor. He doesn't tolerate less than that from himself and less than that from others. And the result of that is that he I think he had six teams, and every one of those teams he's gone to the Super Bowl with. Six different teams have gone to the Super Bowl. National champs 1988 with Notre Dame, and all that with a building of raw material that wasn't the best at the time. So doing an awful lot with what you have, perseverance, discipline. But despite that, there's a tendency to think when you do very popular things like national championships, to think that it's all about me and I can save myself. And what Coach has always said, he's a man of faith as well. No matter how much he achieves, he knows that there's a point in life where we're dependent on something else, whether it's other people or something bigger than ourselves, like a faith, or in his case, my case, many people's, it's a faith that we can't save ourselves, that no matter how good we are and how great we are and how talented we are, there's a limit, and we need other people and positions of faith in our lives. So I think he's just one of those people that, despite his greatness, he's still a figure of humility. It's a great combination.
Both Nahr and Father Ryan agree that every student, no matter what major or extracurricular activity they involve themselves with, could afford to take after Holtz in some way.
I can answer that indirectly. Do I think the student athletes here at King's College hold Coach Holtz in high esteem? And I've heard it anecdotally. I've heard a number of students since we announced this come back, student athletes and students that aren't athletes, saying that they're excited about this, that he is one of those figures in their life that they listen to and in some ways have tried to emulate that. Now, I only know this indirectly from a handful of students, but it's becoming more and more as the week progresses. Not only students, but people in the local community. He's one of those figures that are bigger than life. And so obviously it's touched a lot of lives. I expect we're going to have one of our biggest crowds here precisely because this man has touched people's lives indirectly through what he said, what he has said, and what he has done. So I'm looking for a great turnout because there's great interest because this man has touched a lot of lives.
And it was all about, you know, how to be successful in life is what his message is about. So I think anyone and everyone on our campus, not just athletes, could benefit, you know, if Lou Holtz came here, because obviously you can use that in your coaching to get your players. The teachers can use it to their students. You know, the administration can use it to, you know, to the employees, the faculty, to learn how to, again, be successful, you know, every day in your life. And, you know, everyone has their own kind of team. It doesn't have to be necessarily a sports team, you know, and in ways to motivate them, to get the most out of them and to be the most productive. You know, you can be all doing it under the umbrella of the Holy Cross Order, which he firmly believes in the stuff, you know, that I've read and heard him speak, and know that he believed wholeheartedly in the cause and the purpose of the University of Notre Dame.
We at King's College and everyone supporting the Holy Cross community greatly support the effort made by Richard Adams to make contact with the Notre Dame coach. And Father Ryan himself praises Adams for his efforts.
And I'd like to give a special thanks to Richard Adams, an alumni of King's College, maybe one of the biggest football fans and sports fans of King's College. Richard, he played on our football team. Richard made the initial outreach to Coach Holtz, which we followed up on. So the fact that Coach Holtz is coming here, in a big way, Richard played a part of it. I want to give him a shout out for that.
It's been a tremendous honor just to be a part of the King's College network of schools, but to understand the magnitude of Lou Holtz wanting to share his greatest experiences with us as students is inexplainable. We look forward to the future events with the Hall of Fame college football coach. But for now, this has been the WRKC News at 5 with Chris Wallenberg.
Yesterday, Thursday, September 27th, King's College, in part with the Red Cross Association, hosted a blood drive on the third floor of the campus center from 10 to 4. The goal for the blood drive was 88 units of blood that can save up to 260 people. Valerie Musto explains why giving blood is a good, healthy thing to do.
Well, it's actually very good for you, especially for men, to get rid of some of the excess iron in your body, so it is a healthy thing. But also it helps people in the community. You've got to have blood on the shelves for any types of illnesses or accidents or things that happen. It can happen in a split second, and you need that blood there.
Valerie also touched on the blood shortage in the southern states due to Hurricane Florence.
Well, it is always good to have a bank of blood there for anything that can happen at any time. But I guess, you know, the people down south have been not been able to collect blood, and there are people that need it. So the Red Cross, of course, being a national organization, will send blood where it is needed. So we're helping those people too and trying to keep things on the shelf for us.
One blood donation can save 3 lives, and the Red Cross allows participants to donate blood every 55 days. Valerie told us about the turnout of the event that morning.
We have a lot of appointments. I think the students will come over probably a little bit after all their classes, so we'll probably have a good turnout in the afternoon. But right now we've got some faculty and some staff that have come by to get started, so we should have a good day.
Lastly, Valerie talked about the community aspects of giving blood.
Blood drive is a great King's College community event. It's for anyone who works here or goes to school here. It's nice to get involved. You're helping your fellow human beings to save lives. And so I just feel it's a great charity that people should get involved in.
Once again, the blood drive took place Thursday the 27th. Participants could either walk in or make an appointment. A series of questions could be answered on a smartphone, along with a quick mini physical before donation, making it easier to donate than ever. The Red Cross reminds donors not to drink alcohol for 24 hours after donation. Do not remove bandages for several hours, and do not perform heavy lifting or strenuous activity for at least 24 hours. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Scarlett Spager.
Coming up next, you will hear an artist spotlight and a weather forecast for the weekend.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Tune in to 88.5 WRKC this Saturday at 1 p.m. as King's College football will be traveling to Lycoming College to take on the 3-1 Warriors in a MAC conference matchup. Head coach Jeff Narr looks to avenge the homecoming game loss this past Saturday, so we can certainly expect an exciting matchup between these two MAC teams. And Monarch football is broadcast live only on 88.5 Radio King's College.
Hello and happy Friday. Music director Kayla here with this week's Artist Spotlight featuring Mount Eerie. Get ready to be a ball of emotions listening to this band's latest album, Now Only. This is Phil Elverum softly singing wonders in the fashion of a memoir. Elverum's music always feels like a private conversation. With a relaxed pace, quiet and hypnotic sounds, and a reflective, boyish voice, he induces a private reflection for both artists and listeners. An album worth mentioning, though, is A Crow Looked at Me, which was his 13th album and came last year shortly after the death of his wife. It was a dark, foggy time, and that album encapsulated his feelings about it. Now Only, released exactly 1 year after A Crow Looked at Me, is an expansive companion album to A Crow Looked at Me. The songs from Crow were about a newly forced solitude. Now Only, on the other hand, is crowded with ideas, even if it's still centered around one person, his late wife, Genevieve. It's 6 long tracks that are not and full of movement. The title track reflects on touring his most vulnerable work, facing live audiences in his moments of emotion and a lot of traveling. In this song, he lets his mind return to that hospital waiting room where he sat that day, waiting for his wife.
I remember looking around the hospital waiting room, full of people all absorbed in their own personal catastrophes, all reading books like the look in their eyes. And I remember still feeling like no one can understand.
Getting back to his roots, Now Only recalls Elverum's garage folk bluster of his 2008 black wooden ceiling opening with the track Earth.
I guess I didn't. I saw actual chunks of your bones.
This record closes with its bleakest and barest track, Crow Part 2. After listing a series of his wife's symbolic incarnations, he leaves us to relax with this reminder that there is no end to mourning, but it does, however, as always, get easier.
That's where you live now. Or at least that's where I hold you. And we're still here without. Sleeping and the sun's coming up. In the ruins of our household, we wake up.
That was a quick Friday edition of Artist Spotlight this week featuring Mount Eerie's Now Only. And this has been your music director, Kayla Kraczynski, for 88.5 WRKC.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 52 degrees. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 68, and Sunday will be sunny with a high of 69. Productions of the King's musical Ragtime continue tonight at 7:30, with more performances tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Tomorrow's football game between King's and Lycoming can be heard live here on 88.5 WRKC. Coverage begins at 12:45 p.m. The Shope, the King's College literary magazine, is looking for short stories, poetry, photography, and art to feature in the magazine. Submissions can be sent to shope@kings.edu from now until October 19th. Limit is 10 submissions per person. And Sunday is Make Your Own Waffle Day at the King's Court Cafeteria. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm John Flynn. Thanks for tuning in. Have a frivolous Friday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.
Hi, this is Erin McKeown, and you are listening to WRKC Wilkes-Barre.